Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now get a free medium frozen drink when you order anything off the McDonald's app. One-time use only through 7/3/22 at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play.
No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame. Who that, who
that. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Wednesday hump day. Welcome back to your NBA finals here on June 8th. Yes, these 3 days in between are getting a little old. I guess we will remedy that, though, because game four will be on Friday. Game three before that, though, tonight, 8 p.m., you can hear it all right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Of course, back in Boston now for the Celtics. We'll see how they respond to getting hit in the mouth in game two, certainly. Ramona Shelburne, by the way, has a great piece on Jason Tatum and his mom. There's some Memphis connections there. But great piece you should read over to ESPN.com. Also, great piece today. It's got me all taking me back down memory lane, John. It's Jeff Calkins' piece over the Daily Memphian.
Yeah,
about
man.
20 years ago, Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson. I'll be honest with you. I had no idea that this great anniversary was coming up here in the previous weeks, John. I'd forgotten all about it. 20 years it's been.
Yes, yes,
indeed. Whole lifetime for you.
Absolutely. You know, I am a sucker for the anniversary piece. I've done anniversary pieces on Memphis, Tennessee, right? The 10-year anniversary of that, I believe, is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did an anniversary for Memphis, Tennessee football last year. And so Jeff has taken a page out of my book. and he has totally bit my style and done a 20-year anniversary story on Mike Tyson versus Lennox Lewis, which is one of those...
It's fantastic.
It's one of those events in Memphis history, right, that, you know, I was a little too young to experience for myself, 10 years old, right? I wasn't going to be down there for the Tyson-Lewis fight, but it's what I always look back on with such wonder. Such wonderment, right?
You do, because The Rock was there.
Well, everybody was there. It wasn't just The Rock, but yes. I mean, I showed you a video today of the highlights from the fight, and who do you see in the background but the great one, Black Adam?
You went and searched for him.
Yes. Well, he wasn't hard to find, man. So the stars were out in Memphis.
He was low on the list back then, though, wasn't he? If you had Denzel and Leonardo
for sure.
In terms of the guest list, yes. The celebrity guest list.
In 2002, though.
Ranked pretty low.
He was coming up pretty fast because he was a world heavyweight champion, right?
But only you believed in him to this degree.
I believe he
would become this.
He had already been, remember, he had already been in the
Haku Machente! You don't need to do that.
Remember that one?
Yes, you could have just said that. But you can't help it.
But that got him many a role. That line. Do you remember the movie?
No.
The Mummy Returns.
I was going to say it.
The Mummy. I'm sorry, dude. I mean,
we got the movie Man back in here today. Actually, Connor is that too.
Yes.
I mean, both of you guys.
You guys will have to have a fight to the death for that title, the Movie Man title that Jason has bestowed upon you. But see, again, that role led to the Scorpion King. You remember the Scorpion King?
Yes.
That was
a lot of CGI.
Yeah, and at the time, it was actually pretty good.
No.
It looked terrible. If you look back on it now, it's pathetic. It's pathetic.
That movie was considered horrible.
Everything The Rock did is good, though, to this guy. Like, was trend-setting and game-changing.
The Scorpion King was a good film.
Man, get up out of here.
His new trailer today, Black Adam, looks pretty good.
Lord.
The Scorpion, I think you need to have a rewatching, another view.
I do like his show, though. I've told you that.
King. Well, that's not actually
him. I don't
hate
on everything Rock.
That's not him. That's a bunch of other people.
But he's in it. He's in it, and he does interviews. He was in the first season. I haven't watched a ton of the second season, but he's in it. He's
like,
being interviewed
about
it.
That's the one thing about The Rock
I don't watch that
yeah,
show.
I don't,
yes,
actually,
you have no clue. He
makes
in
no
it.
Sense to me. It makes literally no sense to me that... That is the one thing that you like what The Rock does. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get into that today and maybe, you know, identify whether or not, you know, Brian Young's kind of taking a step back. I heard him on with Jeff Calkins. Like, there's an opening for the next great promoter in the city of Memphis, right?
That's clever.
So
you see a void that you can fill?
Could it be the Jason and John show? Could we bring the next big event?
I don't know if we can pull off what Brian did. It's historic.
No, it's a great story,
too, by
the way.
We may never see anything like that in terms of the celebrity power.
Yeah,
we never see anything like that in the Memphis ever.
I knew so little about it, right? I knew so little about Brian Young and who he was and what he brought and coming from Memphis with nothing.
I didn't know was everything he had to do to make it happen and just how little he had.
And basically,
in terms of experience in the game, money to make it happen, all of it.
The fight happened because a 19-year-old kid said, here's $12 million. Uh-huh. Like, that's crazy.
Ford family you'd never heard of. You just knew, you know, some West Tennessee backer had helped. Well, there's some Ford family. Jeff did a great job telling stories about this fight that, I'd never heard. So, again, very, very much worth going over to the Daily Memphian and checking out.
Yeah, so...
Make sure we give our man props.
Anyway.
It's fantastic.
It's going to be a great day here on the show. NBA Finals Game 3 tonight. Someone will take control. Will it be the Boston Celtics at home? Will it be the Golden State Warriors, who have been road warriors? One team will take the lead. We'll get into that today here on the show. Mark Giannotto will join us at 11:25. And then at 1:25, very pleased and honored to be joined by the great Jeff Goodman from Stadium.
Always a pleasure.
Get his thoughts on the NBA Finals. Get his thoughts on Penny Hardaway's staff on the roster. What's going on? You know, the NIL hire at Duke. Is that going to be a trend that everybody follows in college basketball? So the man that is good, Jeff Goodman, will join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. But, yes, look, I've been so captivated by Jeff's piece. I've been so captivated by the discussion around it today here on the show. And it's just one of those things. Most of my friends, the majority of the friends that I keep in my life are older than me, right? Like, that's just always been, for whatever reason, I've always gravitated to people who are older than me and wiser than me. Maybe that's a pure strategic decision. But a result of having friends that are older than you, right, or that you hear about things they did and saw, but you were too young to experience. And one of those things for me was always this fight, this Tyson-Lewis fight inside the pyramid. And yes, like, The Rock was there. If you Google Tyson Lewis highlights. You'll see The Rock there. You'll see Kevin Bacon. You'll see Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon. Gary's told stories about Matt Damon. Like,
Jeff had a great line that Chappelle was doing hits for Letterman.
Like, that's crazy.
From the fight that
like
week.
To hear that. It's
yeah.
like, wow.
I didn't remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, Chappelle.
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember that happening. And again, I was 10 years old. Why would I remember stuff like this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even for us so-called older
yes.
folks, there was some stuff in there I didn't remember or recall at all.
Yes, but I always do enjoy like hearing. Was this? Now this was 2002, mm-hmm. which meant you would have been 23.
It was not far after 9/11. Yeah, I didn't turn 23 till later on that year.
You were 22.
Yeah.
Was this event important to you back then?
I was literally still at Memphis. About to graduate, older student, obviously. We've been through that before. It was important in the sense that, shirts were being sold. This is really going to happen here?
Yeah.
Because you were in it at the end with D.C. and Detroit, and even me at that age, not at the CA at that time, still at the helmsman, hoping to be a CA guy, was thinking, well, is Memphis really going to get this pulled off? And me, again, not knowing anything about Brian Young beforehand, all
right.
that, there was still
right.
there was so much doubt that you'd be able to pull this thing off. Like, really, Mike Tyson coming back out and
right.
fighting Lennox Lewis here in Memphis? Like, so there was a lot of disbelief in terms of the buildup of whether it would actually get done. That's what I remember. My dad was in television then. I had not yet joined professionally the ranks of the media. I'm still over at school. But Dad, hell, they had, I think he was at 3 at the time. They had the tuxes out. They did the show
wow.
from there. It was huge. It wasn't just celebrities coming in. The best of Memphis, we were dressed to the nines
wow.
for this thing. And yes, it was our chance. It felt like the world was watching. And to say, man, we can put on a first class, top drawer event.
And we did.
Listen to the stories, barely. Brian Young got pulled it off more so than anything else because there were so many opportunities, it sounded like, to lose this thing.
Yeah.
From having to get the $12.5 million that you had to raise and go up to Dyersburg to get from a 19-year-old that you don't know he's ever going to give it. If they don't get that, this fight's not getting off the ground. If Mike Tyson doesn't bite Lennox Lewis in the leg at the press conference, this thing's probably in Vegas where it rightfully would have been. It was because of that Nevada said, we're not going to give you the license or whatever. You're going to have to go find somewhere else to do this fight. So there were so many reasons. Heck, Brian Young was in Nashville at the time. Before he's turned down there, Bud Adams says, no, we're not going to do it. The mayor of Nashville says, his intention was to have the fight there. So many things. Yeah, a lot of people talk about Golden State and those teams with Kevin Durant.
Yes.
I just heard the term used over and over, right? It was the perfect storm, right,
yep.
in terms of what they could do, the
yep.
cap, everything else. KD being that was the perfect storm coming over. So that's what this was. For Memphis to get this fight, it had to be the perfect storm. So, again, that's why this should be a – it should be a 30 for 30, as some has said, or a HBO Real Sports story, and especially considering, for Brian Young,
yeah.
His time it came right there, the
yes.
height of it. And
yes.
He may, having pulled it together and much on due to his own efforts,
yep.
it may go down as one of the most historic, if not the most historic, sporting event in Memphis history.
Well, absolutely. And for a long time, it was the highest grossing pay-per-view fight ever.
Ever.
For a long time. It has since been surpassed, I think, by a De La Hoya fight.
Because I want to say, this was Tyson coming out of prison. There
right.
was still so much, hey, is he going to be his old
right.
self?
Oh, the curiosity factor was at an all-time high.
Beforehand, you didn't miss a Tyson fight.
Right.
No matter where
right.
you were in the world, you stopped everything you
yep.
were doing.
Yep.
This country stopped for Tyson fights. And usually they were, 30 seconds or first-round knockout.
And in this case, as we talked about before the show, the fight didn't meet the hoopla.
Mm-mm.
Around it, and that can be the case. But like my man Cole Giovanetti's listening. He says Leonardo DiCaprio. This is his story. He claims Leonardo DiCaprio sneezed on him, and he turned around. He was on the phone with his family. He turned around to see all of his spits on him. Right? He turned around to see who sneezed on him. Turns around, it's Leonardo DiCaprio, and Leonardo he's apologizing. I'm so sorry. And Cole says this is his claim. You get on the phone with my family and talk to them for a minute, and we'll call it even. And he claims that Leonardo DiCaprio took the phone and talked to his family for 5 minutes.
Wow.
Like, just at this, you're getting
yeah.
sneezed on by Leo, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the night. That was the evening in...
Y'all down to be sneezed on by Leo? It's good because of him?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, if he talked to Sam, like FaceTime...
Good with JT doing it?
It's got to be a FaceTime in 2022, though.
Ben, you good with JT doing it?
Leo's a bit of a bigger deal.
He's met. He's.
Well, I just want to make
he's
sure.
already met
Leo,
JT.
Leo might be the greatest actor of our generation.
JT's well, already talked to his
Leo
wife.
I'm a Leo fan. I'm still not sure if I'm okay with the
Yeah, you know, I've been there. We met
just
JT.
Sneeze on me.
Would you let Michael B. Jordan sneeze on you?
No.
No.
Okay.
Why do you think because I said I gave him a respect burger? Now you think
is there anybody that you would let sneeze on you to talk to Faith and CJ? Is there anybody that you would like say, all right, for this, you could, if I let you do this, you'll talk to my son and give him some advice?
No.
Man, see that you're missing. It's just sneeze, bro. You're vaccinated and triple boosted, bro. You're straight.
Only one time boosted.
So the question to
it
me
might get through.
The question to me is we had ambition, right? In 2002, Willie Harrington, you know, the powers that be.
Salute Willie, yes. Shout out Willie Harrington.
Yes.
Grizzlies, this.
Yes. He had real ambition. He said, you know what, D.C., you don't want it. Detroit, you don't want it. Fine. We'll somehow find $12 million, and we'll put this thing on. I guess it's more so Brian Young.
Brian found the $12.5
million. $12 million. We got to get back to that. We got to get back to that as a community. We haven't strived to get something like this, really, since then. Now, there was...
Anytime I start bringing up big ideas around here, y'all shoot them down.
Well, no,
you're talking about.
No, that wasn't.
And that's what this was.
That was
Brian Young's thinking outside the box. People said, "No way." Jeff said, "Don't bring it to Memphis."
Jeff wrote that?
Yes, and he said that. Right, he said it on his show. Like it's no big. But by the end of the week, he said he realized he'd made a mistake. This thing was fantastic. But that's the point. It's like there were people against it then. People shoot down these kinds of ideas all the time around
where are we going to find the $12
million?
Again, that
was another thing why it was so crazy that Brian and all parties involved were able to pull this thing off.
Yeah.
Because, again, you had local media saying don't do it, bro.
Absolutely. Well, that's true.
So stop shooting my ideas down.
Well, your idea was not.
Tigers to Coliseum.
Yeah, that's downsizing.
All-star game in Memphis. We can do it.
Well, that's probably
I recall you and I believe others shooting me down.
Is the all-star game in Memphis in 2022 and beyond the equivalent of the Tyson Lewis fight?
It's the closest we can get.
We can't get like a Jake Paul fight?
Jake Paul fight ain't going to bring out Denzel and Leonardo.
I don't know, man.
Stop.
He's up and coming.
Bennett, clear that up. Jake Paul fights ain't bringing
Jake
out the
Paul
best.
Jake Paul is up and coming.
Thank you. So we're moving on from that.
He's up and coming.
Now, back to the All-Star game. That's where you can have, I believe, the sort of celebrity power that could come close.
Right.
Probably wouldn't go. I mean, that was a hell of a celebrity. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry was there. Britney Spears was there. Denzel was there. Wesley Snipes was there. The Rock was there. Undertaker
was
there.
Was Jay-Z here? I know he had done a concert like the night before or
Vince
something.
Vince McMahon, LL Cool J. I mean, never has there been a more random assortment of like high star powered celebrities in Memphis than that night in Memphis.
So to have a night similar to that kind of star power, I think it'd have to be even more so than finals where you'd have some celebrity power, but it's not like it is at an all-star weekend. Right.
Right?
Where there seems to be more of it. That, to me, feels like the one that could come closest. Now, finals, which, listen, feels...
Yeah, you know, people would go to that.
Feels doable now. Finals in Memphis can happen now.
That's earned, though. That's not you don't just get that.
Well, that feels more doable, quite frankly, with what we've just seen from Ja Morant being the second seed in the West, second best record, having Ja... What are we talking about here? That one's earned.
I want something that we go out and we campaign to get.
With All-Star Game, we know all the hurdles. Those are more so... Hey, you don't have the hotel space. Logistically, you don't have the downtown hotel space, right? Hell, it feels more likely you'd make a finals before you get an all-star game around here.
But is
even though I hate to say that.
Well, because boxing isn't what it was in 2002, right? Like, the popularity has, like, I don't even know who the big-time guys are anymore in boxing.
I mean, your boy will
Tyson Fury?
Yes. I mean, he'll put a crowd together, but it has to usually be in Vegas. Like,
Right, Tyson Fury's not, that fight would never happen in Memphis. Like, Memphis would not be able to get a boxing fight in 2022, right? Like, not like that. We randomly
have to
put one on a few years ago, didn't we? Like, we had, like, some event down there, but I don't recall it going off very well.
Yeah, there was a while that we had a run, because it wasn't just this that Brian ended up doing. It was the Etienne-Tyson fight. I want to say Winky Wright came here and fought later. They, you know, a little bit out of heavyweight, but on to some other divisions. And for a minute, we were a little fight town. But, there was its run. That's why this even makes it more of a sort of a 30 for 30. And it came and it went.
No, two of Tyson's last four fights were in Memphis. Like that's,
is that true?
Yeah, he did. He did.
That's Etienne and Lewis.
And then he ended up doing two more after that that ended up being losses randomly. McBride was one.
I remember McBride.
And then Williams.
That was ugly.
And then Williams. Like he didn't show up for the bell after the sixth round or something like that. And then a guy named Danny Williams, I want to say, which was a TKO. But see, what's funny is that you didn't miss your opportunity for the Etienne fight. You weren't there in 2002. But you made sure you were there.
I want to say I was freelancing for the CA. I didn't get there full time till August. I think that fight was early 2003, the Etienne Tyson fight that Tyson won, by the way, did he not?
I believe so.
It was an early round knockout, I want to say. That one, yeah, I went down, I said I'm not missing a chance here. I used some of my freelance money from the CA that I'd saved up, went down, got me a suit from James Davis, and
You a suit.
Yeah, I got on down in a nice gray suit. Heck, I still owned it for a while there. Could still fit into it for a while there.
Wow. So you still have it.
Until I stopped smoking Black & Miles and got fat.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
That's
a good James Davis suit will last you a long time.
I like it, man. Little campaigning here.
Anyway, I think All-Star Game is the way to roll. There's nothing else that you're going to have in Memphis.
I don't think so.
Right, with our teams, with our, you know, capability in terms of.
And that's why you look back at that moment.
Of arenas and
with such
stadiums.
Bewilderment. It's like it was legitimately a snapshot of time that will probably never be duplicated again in Memphis.
So much had to happen in other cities.
Right.
Where they said no for it to happen.
Bennett, did you go to any of these fights? Did you go to this fight?
No.
You were like, what, probably like 15 when it happened?
No, I think I was in like 9th, 10th grade.
Okay.
When it happened, when was it, 2002?
Was it a touchstone moment for you? Do you remember like all the...
I remember it. I didn't order the fight, but I remember it well. Yeah.
Bending of a hot damn about your pay-per-view fees.
Yeah.
You didn't go to a party or something and watch it? Felt like it had the whole city on pause.
I think some adults watched it at our house or something. I mean, I don't really remember. But I don't remember.
You said you were in ninth grade,
but I remember how big it was in the city. Yeah,
there's a gym that, you know, through like mutual friends, like a guy owns, like that he plays pickup in, and he's got like this massive, like, you know, like whatever you would call this right here, this Topps Barbecue Studio spot. Like he's got a huge version of this, but it's Tyson Lewis promotion. He's got like all the Tunica casinos on there. It's got all the dates and stuff. Like it's a pretty damn cool piece of memorabilia just on the wall. You know, it's pretty damn cool. But yeah, I read that story. And I'm like, you know, man, first of all, 20 years, that's crazy. Also, like, going to be very tough to have everybody sort of, you know, converge upon Memphis in that kind of a way again for, you know, a sporting event. But who knows? Yeah, maybe the All-Star Weekend is the closest thing we get.
And having John Morant helps.
Yeah. I'd like to think that that's not our peak, though. I'd like to think we did not peak in 2002, that we can still.
That you can be there for next to the Rock the next time it happens.
Absolutely.
And he can sneeze on you.
Please.
And you'll say. If you just call Sam and Riley, do one of those for us, Rock. You can sneeze all over my body.
I will say thank you.
That's nasty.
I will say thank you for sneezing on me, Black Adam. All right, we will come back. Mark Giannina is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals, Memphis Tiger basketball, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Yes, the finals are here, and so is your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook, because throughout these finals, FanDuel's giving new customers, $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same game parlay. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time, like we said, to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on the action. Join today again with promo code JSMITH and turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Which team's going to win game 3? Which player's going to hit the most 3-pointers? They've got all the options over at FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. Only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Howie, I know Robert Irwin Jewelers sells a lot of engagement rings, but what if you've been married for a while and now you can afford something bigger and brighter?
We upgraded for you. And if you bought your diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get exactly what you paid for it towards the purchase of a new diamond.
Yeah, but I'm attached to my original diamond.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it's simple. I'm going to take your original engagement diamond and for free, I'm going to put it in a pendant that you're going to get to wear around your neck forever.
Awesome. That was what was holding me back from upgrading.
No reason to hold back now. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-780-7070. That's 1-800-780-7070. 1-800-780-7070. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know what's coming up? Father's Day is coming up. And I say that as a father myself and because of someone who's gotten gifts over the years. The one place I know you can get me a gift, and I say this to my sons, and I will love it, is O'Call. Go to O'Call and take care of the father in your life. Or if you're a father yourself, go treat yourself. The stuff is beautiful. The people are incredibly helpful. And right now, all their summer wear is in stock. It's a beautiful place. Take care of the father in your life by going to O'Call.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
At Wendy's, we make breakfast better. Like with our Breakfast Baconator. Better from top to bottom bun. Savory sausage patty, better. Crispy oven-baked bacon, better. Fresh cracked egg, better. The Breakfast Baconator might just be the greatest breakfast sandwich of all time. So you can keep settling for not better, or you can get a better breakfast from Wendy's. Tough choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's better breakfast.
Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The smoke is back at churches. Our $6 Smokehouse Chicken Meal is a juicy half chicken served with mashed potatoes and a honey butter biscuit. All that for just $6, but not for long. Churches, welcome to the great state of flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-828-5242 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-828-5242. That's 800-828-5242. What do you have to lose? Call 800-828-5242. Again, 800-828-5242.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My
Mark Giannato is a sports columnist over at the Commercial Appeal. Host Giannato and Jeffrey right here on 92.9 FM ESPN in studio joins us now. We've been talking about this 20-year anniversary of the fight, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Is All-Star Weekend the closest Memphis could get to having, you know, everybody from The Rock to Britney Spears to whoever the pop, you know, the pop culture icons of today are converging on Memphis? Is that the closest we could hope to get?
Yeah, because do you think an NBA Finals? I don't know if an NBA Finals would create that. There would certainly be like celebrities, but not right. like an All-Star Weekend.
Right.
Would bring, I think.
And that's right. also like right. you can do that. You can earn that just by winning your conference. Like I'm talking about something that you would actually like actively go out lobby to get, campaign to get, and beat out other places to have.
Yeah, I mean, unless like you could get like some award. I don't know if like the convention center. Is there anywhere in Memphis that could get like an award show? Like you know, Nashville has like the CMAs every
yep,
year,
that's
right?
True.
Don't
yep,
they?
Yep.
Could you get
no,
like
you're thinking outside the box?
Could
I
you
like
get
this.
Like the you know it's in some form or fashion some award show to come here? I don't know if there's a facility that's built for that. Like the Cannon Center, I don't know if that's big enough. The Orpheum, right. I don't know if that's big enough or nice enough.
We should be able to do like the BET Awards here one year, right? Just
dang,
have like a
dang,
one
right.
off.
Dang right.
Something like that, maybe, an award show. Could you get, you know, like I remember when I was in D.C., like one of these, like, you know, one of these giant, like a music festival beyond Beale Street Music Festival. Like sometimes in D.C., for instance, they like, you know, a Live Aid equivalent. Could that ever come to Memphis? Something like that in the future? Could, you know, could there be some where they settle, you know, just.
Right.
It seems unlikely, but it also, in retrospect, was probably very unlikely that the Tyson-Lennox-Lewis fight would end up in Memphis as well. You know, could you get another, you know, I don't know, if, would boxing or UFC or, you know, I don't know, you know, Nashville's getting SummerSlam. Like, could you, I don't know if WrestleMania would generate the type of celebrity. I think an All-Star game would generate more than a.
You don't think WrestleMania at Liberty Bowl, Simmons Bank
Memorial
Stadium
now.
Would get the stars out?
No, I don't know.
It
would get
Jerry
stars. It would get stars. I actually think it would get some, you know, there's stars at WrestleMania every
event,
year.
Yeah.
But not like an NBA All-Star game.
Who are some of the celebrities just show up to WrestleMania just off the top of your head?
Well, Ronda Rousey before she was
no,
a wrestler?
No, like, you know, like Jon Stewart was there. He goes there. You know, you got one, you got all like, you know, like Hulk Hogan, The Rock, all mm-hmm. the like big name wrestlers.
Of course.
And then, you know, I'm not, you know, like Adam Sandler's been, there's lots of celebrities who have gone to WWE
okay.
events over the years.
This seems like a short list.
I think you're right, though.
For non-wrestlers.
I don't think it would, I don't think it would mm-hmm. compete with an All-Star game. It would. The only thing I could think of is like if an award show.
I like
came
your
here.
Award show idea, or if you did like a Met Gala. If you ever were, I don't. You'd never match that though. But sporting event though, if we're sticking to just sports, it's got to be All-Star.
Yeah, because there's just not a facility here that could host a Super
or
Bowl.
Pro wrestling,
and I don't think there's a draw in boxing anymore that necessarily. Even if the
yeah,
perfect storm
like
did hit again,
boxing or UFC, there's nothing out mm-hmm. there that would I think generate again. I am all for Memphis. Getting some big UFC and boxing matches, but I don't think there's anyone in either of those things. I guess like, you know, like even if like, let's say it was like Floyd Mayweather wanted to have like one last match here. Like, I don't think that would generate, you know, a ton of, there'd be some, but not really. Like,
do you remember was it the Rudy Gay exhibition game?
Yeah, during the lockout.
They had like LeBron at that
thing. It was in South Haven.
That's what it was.
It was at Landers.
Yeah, it was at Landers.
No, it was Rudy Gay's.
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking of who came.
No, I mean, everybody played in it.
I was just thinking about Ja doing an exhibition thing.
That's a good one.
Ja draw in a crowd.
Like, I used to, when I worked for this AA baseball team one summer in the D.C. suburbs, the Bowie Bay Sox, and they used to host Allen Iverson's celebrity softball game
yes,
every summer.
Something like that.
And, like, there, you know, it was like, you know, I don't know if it would, again, I don't know if it would
We're
match
matching,
an All-Star
right.
game, but it was, you know, pretty good.
No, that's a great submission.
Thank
in terms
you.
Yes,
Thank
John Morant you. Charity it, basketball game.
Why that did might, we do that in DeSoto? Why, remind me. Why was it
I
down
no
there?
Idea. I have no idea.
Mm. Okay.
Maybe because the Grizzlies.
Because the lockout
maybe
or something?
The Grizzlies,
and
the, yeah, there's a lockout.
Because of the lockout.
Yeah, it was an
yeah.
NBA
they
facility.
They can't come in.
Yeah.
So that's what it was.
That's one of those Memphis events that is up there with Tyson, like very random.
It was super random.
Yeah, like,
well, it wasn't random. That's, I remember KD. It was like a big deal. Remember KD was like doing like a street ball, you know, like tour. He was going to all the big.
I've forgotten him. You know, you would know that.
All the big, yeah, all the big street ball places in the country and going. Remember, he had like a 50-point game at Rucker Park,
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Like he like blew
now that
up.
You mentioned
I remember.
It.
I remember being in a scrum with LeBron. I was covering that game for somebody. I don't remember who, but LeBron was there. Penny played.
Mm-hmm.
Penny actually played.
Were you writing for AP that night, or was I think somebody, one of them, yeah, somebody will. I think either maybe that's why I was down there. I can't remember. But yeah, it, again, random as heck, and the you know, you had to have a lockout for the thing to happen.
Yeah, Josh Selby, Kevin Durant, Tariqa White, Kyle Lowry, Tyreek, Jared Jack, Penny, KD, LeBron. I mean, that
yeah,
was
you should
just
have started at the back of the list, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to get Josh Selby and Tariqa White in there.
Yeah, Josh Selby. I remember him. He's from Baltimore.
Yeah. So Tariqa will dunk on you.
Oh yeah.
Out of Craig Mont.
Yeah. Tariqa had 29 in that game. That
and was this is
the
Rudy
highlight of his
Rudy
NBA
Gay
career.
Rudy Gay's exhibition game. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of those things. So yeah, I think you're right. All Star Week. All right, on to other matters. Memphis Tiger basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to ask you just your state of the union. You know, I'll do this every so often with you. What would be your state of the union address for the Tigers basketball program right now?
We're entering the next phase of Penny Hardaway's tenure as head coach. I think some, in some ways when we were going through that run at the end of the year in the NCAA tournament, you looked at it as, okay, this is where – this is the beginning. Like, they're going to now – they've made the tournament. Now they're going to start making – I think this is how Penny looked at it in the moment. We're going to start making the tournament every year now. Like, this is – we figured something out here. We're going to – and we're going to move with it. But I also think now as we look back, it's almost – it was like the end of the beginning, if that makes sense. Like, you've seen some guys cycle through now. I know there's some guys back, like, you know, Dandridge and – DeAndre, but like, you know, by and large, like, I know the Lawsons are associated with Penny, but by and large, they're basically new to the program. You know, Chandler rarely played last year because of injury, and Jonathan Lawson sat out.
Yep.
You got Kendrick Davis as the face of the program. And so I look at it as like the beginning of the next phase, because also it does feel like, you know, it feels like you are soon going to learn exactly what you're dealing with the IARP stuff, like exactly what sort of obstacles that's going to present you moving forward. And with NIL and the transfer portal now firmly entrenched, that's sort of how I look at it when I say, when you ask me like state of the program, it feels like we're at the beginning of the next phase of the Penny era. And I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like. You know, I asked Penny at that Liberty Bowl golf event on Monday, I said, let's say you don't get anyone else on this roster for next season. How do you feel about it? Like, you know, let's say no one else. And he said, and this is coming from Penny, the eternal optimist.
Yep.
And he said, I'd feel good, but not great. That was how he put it. And I think when you're parsing through Penny speak, if you will, like what he says, you know, it's usually reality is like a half step below, you know, like, so like, right? Like, I think when we go through sort of his projections of things, he looks, it's one of, you know, it's why people love him. He hopes for and relies on getting the best out of people. Like getting the best out of people.
A lot of times tries to speak it into existence.
Yeah. So he said, good, not great. He said, I need some shooters. And
one or two. I saw a difference there in some of the quotes.
I think he said, I think
it's
there was
two,
a,
right?
I think there was a plural on there.
Okay.
I think there was a plural with the knowledge, I think in the back of his head, knowing like, I need to get one. I want two, but I need to get one.
Right.
And you know, so we'll see. But like, you know, I saw Jeff Goodman tweet out, you know, of his top 101 transfers on the market, there's only like five left.
Right.
And one of them is Imani Bates. And I don't know if Imani Bates is coming back. And I do think, you know, I don't want to say, like, I bring it up. Like, I think probably in the back of his head, like, don't you think you'd feel a little better if you had, like, for instance, like, Tyler would be an ideal backup point guard for this roster.
If you could revisit that.
You know, I think he did it thinking he was going to get more and keep Lester.
Yeah, back then.
And I can tell you, I think the Lester thing, I don't want to say it caught him by surprise, I just think they assumed he was coming back
based on the info that was there.
Yeah, I think based on the vibe they were getting until like the last week leading into that decision, I think they were just under the presumption, and maybe that will change next offseason where Penny won't, you know, will just recruit as if everyone who declares is going to leave. But I don't blame him for the presumption, to be quite honest. Like, I don't think Lester made a bad decision. I do think that I would argue the better decision would have been to come back to school, get your degree.
You don't have to make the case here. That's where I've been.
I don't think it's a bad decision, because I think, like, ultimately, I don't think he was good. I don't think he was ever going to get drafted. Like, I don't think him coming back was going to get him drafted into the NBA. I just don't.
Agreed completely.
And so, like, it's not a bad decision to go start your pro career now. My question is, I hope he got some promise that he's going to be a two-way guy. You know, he went to Sioux Falls the nice way a year ago on a private plane for that South Dakota tournament. Like, I don't want to see him, you know, I'd hate it if he's going to Sioux Falls the hard way. You know what I mean?
No, I agree totally on Lester, though. Like, he had topped out. Like, he was not going to considerably change the opinions of NBA scouts of him with another year.
A lot more offensive opportunity, though.
He would. I mean, he'd have a chance.
A lot more of the pie was going to be his.
But if he went, let's just say he went from 10 to 15 a game, it wouldn't get him drafted versus not. If he's not drafted now, he's not going to then be drafted if he's averaging 15 a game.
Yeah, but like Drew Timmy came back.
Right.
Like, I'm going to be honest, Drew Timmy's a far better college player than Lester Quinones. And Drew Timmy went back.
Yeah, but can he make a million or something, I heard Paris say, in terms of NIL? Isn't his pretty crazy?
Perhaps, his
earning power.
I think Lester could have made more here than a non-two-way contract.
Well, that's significant.
Now, maybe he got a guarantee for a two-way contract.
Right. I have my doubts. I mean, that's 60, right? There's 60 spots.
I don't think Lester has any kind of promise.
Yeah.
I think he's getting information.
I think he would have made more in NIL here than he will on some G League deal.
And he would have had a better time.
Yeah.
He would have enjoyed it more.
I think Penny expected him to come
back.
But, you know,
one of the things I had an instructor at Memphis tell me, man, my freshman year, he said, he was talking to the class, not me, but he said, you know, everybody always says being in college is fun. That's not what it is. Being in college is not fun. It's being young.
Yeah.
So maybe he just didn't want to go. Maybe he didn't want to go to class. Maybe he was just over the whole experience.
And then you see Minot leaving too. That's what I'm saying. Like, you see the younger guys leaving too, and you feel I would say another just a different level of man. Maybe I need to go ahead and get out of here.
Yeah. No, listen. I don't think it was a bad decision. I'm not sitting here going like he ruined his life. Like, this is terrible. Like, I just personally.
Oh, it's questionable though.
Yeah, I think
fairly.
The better
it's very questionable.
There was a better decision out there. But when you look at the roster, you know, like, honestly. Like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the roster Kendrick Davis had at SMU.
SMU last year.
Like, it looks like a bubble team roster.
Man. What's your confidence level that they're going to get Kerwin Walton? Because we might as well just throw it out there. The feeling's different if you don't get him, right?
Absolutely. Then you're,
that's another reason you're running out of options.
I will say, like, I don't know how good Kerwin Walton is. Like, if you look at it, like, he was, like, yeah, he's coming from UNC, but he's a top 150 recruit. Who at the end, if you go look at the game log, was not playing at all.
Oh, he wasn't in the rotation at all.
At all.
But like, that different coach, though, too, right? Was Hubert first year?
Yeah, but Hubert was an assistant with Roy. But he did in his freshman year have some good games against ACC teams.
He played quite a bit.
It wasn't like he was putting up numbers in their bye games. Like, he had good games against ACC teams.
I've heard two different things. Like, I've heard he's not athletic, and then I've heard, no, he can better than Lester. Which one is it?
My gut tells me if you're depending on ultimately at best, like, to me, you need his shooting. That's all that's important. Well, I think
for sure.
About
especially
his
with Kendrick
addition.
Davis, critically important.
Yes,
he's going to draw so much attention.
But I still think it's like, I still think even with him,
I still want another shooter. And
yeah, like, I just don't know if that's out there anymore. I don't know. Like, there's only a couple more guys that are really of significance left in the transfer portal. Like, I mean, they're trying to get in on, you know, Keon. They tried to get on Brooks with the Kentucky guy who ended up at Washington. I know they're trying to get in on the Texas kid, Courtney Ramey, you know.
But he's already, like,
Here's what I'd say. all the guys aside from Kerwin Walton that they're in on, it feels like they are
behind,
chasing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're chasing.
Yep.
They're not in the lead. It feels like you talk to people behind the scenes there, it seems they feel pretty good that,
about
Kerwin Walton. Mm-hmm. Penny said on Monday when Munns asked him directly, you know, are you expecting any like recruiting news here soon? And he gave the answer, I'm hoping for some this week. Like that was Kerwin Walton. Like he didn't say his name, but that's what he was referring to, right. I think. They feel pretty good about that, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, look, it's the easiest pitch on planet Earth for him, right? It's a great.
I don't think anyone's going to give Kerwin Walton the 100% role he's going to have at
that's
Memphis.
That's exactly right. Ultimately. I mean, that's the bottom line. When Lester leaves like that, I don't know, you perhaps could have gotten him with Lester. I'm not sure that you couldn't have, but I think now that Lester is out of the picture and out of the frame, like he's yours to lose. Let's just use common logic here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to rehabilitate your image and your career based on the year you had last year. Who's going to give you the biggest opportunity to do that?
And one, he's a guy who, it like for him, to your point, like let's say they're like, you know, some guys are, you know, who maybe Memphis wanted, who told them like, I'm not interested with this specter of the IRP and a, what if they, you guys aren't allowed to play in the NCAA tournament. Walton's a guy who, it's way more important for him to, like, the role is way more important than can you go to the NCAA tournament
yep.
at this point in his career. But again, he wasn't like some high-profile recruit coming out of high school.
Right.
I was looking it up. He was 133 in the country, according to 247. I think he was, like, the number 21 shooting guard in the country. Like, it wasn't like he was some high-profile recruit. It's actually interesting that he ended up, especially coming from Minnesota, ended up at UNC. But regardless, he had good games against ACC competition. He looks like to me like let's say whatever Landers Nollie's numbers were, what I would expect from him is like 25% less than that, or 30%, you know, like a third less than that. Because if you look at his numbers against ACC competition, Landers had a different role at Virginia Tech when he was there. And then you factor in it's Penny's system, which is different, and it doesn't necessarily lend itself to the same sort of like high usage type situation. Maybe that changes this year with Kendrick Davis, because I do think you're going to use Kendrick Davis a lot more like Penny used Jeremiah Martin that first year towards the end, where it was like, Jeremiah, it's the play is Jeremiah 1, Jeremiah 2, Jeremiah 3, and
yep.
and if he's not shooting, he's creating for someone else. I think that's what I expect at least this to look like
and,
this year.
And so if it is, let's just say it's going to be Kendrick, Kerwin, whoever else, DeAndre, KO.
I don't know if KO starts.
You don't think he starts?
Have you watched him play?
I mean, no, I haven't.
Like,
I have not seen him play. Full disclosure. I've seen highlights.
I think that's going to be a timeshare. Like, I think he might start some games, but, like, ultimately, like, I think offensively, I've been told, like, he's more limited offensively than Musa was.
So you're telling me Malcolm Dandridge is going to be the big man going into the season?
I think it's going to be a timeshare. I think both of that. Like, when you need offense...
Everybody keeps telling me he can hit free throws.
Everybody
said that's the difference.
If that is the case and he can't beat out Malcolm for that job, then I am going to be a lot more pessimistic about this season than I was waking up this morning.
I think he is going to be a force defensively and energy. That's what he's going to be. Like, I don't think that guy, like in an ideal world, that guy's not doing anything but dunking the ball.
Oh, yeah,
offense.
You're not running.
Well, no, I mean, but at least I know I can do that with him, and I can get the – I don't know what I can get from Malcolm anymore. I have no idea. Can I get anything from Malcolm at this point?
I mean, listen, if they can get Malcolm's – like, remember the Gonzaga game? There was, like, a stretch there for, like, 6 minutes, 7 minutes where he was the best big on the floor.
The issue with Malcolm's always been when he tries to do too much.
Yes.
Yes.
If you can get Malcolm's head on straight – I'm not saying it's the greatest solution, but I also think to discount, I think he's going to have, I think it's going to be like a timeshare there at that spot.
It's like you're asking Malcolm basically to be something that he has not been at any other point, though, for his career consistently.
You know when he was? When he played with James Wiseman. He didn't try to do too much.
They lasted for two games. I mean,
at East, I'm talking about.
Well, now you're going back to high school, though. I mean, we're talking about college production. And there is no James Wiseman on this roster.
No, I know. No, that's true.
If I could count on Malcolm Dandridge to play within himself, right?
I just wouldn't be in good shape. I just think you go look at how transfers do. Go look at what KO did at UT Arlington.
4-4, 5-4.
Like, I don't know.
Still better than Malcolm, though.
I think if Malcolm got the minutes KO got at UT Arlington, he would have done more with it. I just think don't expect him to become something exponentially greater than what he was in a worse league.
Can he be Musa Cisse, who makes free throws? Because if he can, that's all I need.
Musa was the AAC Freshman of the Year. I don't know.
Yeah, he was 6-6, though, right?
I
would say yes. I would expect that. I would hope. I think that seems reasonable to me.
That's good.
That seems reasonable.
Lead the conference in blocks.
And be a defensive force.
That'll be the job.
Finish some lives from
Peter
Davis.
Be Musa without the complaining about your role.
Exactly.
And I think you don't need him to turn it. It'd be nice you turn into an NBA prospect, but you don't need that. You just need him to play the role.
Yes.
How critical is it to you that Penny gets a Louisville or an Arkansas? Is it at all that home schedule? It's clear they want to get one here first.
Yeah.
It feels
from what I understand, because they have A&M coming to FedEx Forum,
and then
next
Ole
year.
Miss is jumping
and then,
back.
It sounds like right. Ole Miss. It hasn't been signed, but it sounds like everyone's
and of course
sort
they're
of,
willing to come here first, right? I would imagine.
I mean, I think just in general with how hard it is to schedule. I know a lot of fans look down on that Ole Miss series. Like the fact that you have an SEC team that's willing to do it every year. I'm not saying it should be your marquee game.
They need to be competitive,
game.
Though. That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
Kermit is just not doing what I thought he was going to do down there, to be honest with you. But whatever, you got to take it at this point, it feels like. Almost.
Well, it sounds like to me, from what I understand, the Louisville series would be at Louisville the first year. So if that does indeed happen, from my understanding, it would be at Louisville next season. Which I actually think is good, because that means if they get DJ Wagner, you could get a game with DJ Wagner here in Memphis the next year.
That's true.
Which would be fun.
Well, and they're getting them.
And then, the Arkansas thing, I think it's more, I think Memphis is willing to, from talking to someone who's involved in this stuff, like it sounds like Memphis has, they want it in any way possible. Like they don't want to do a bye game, obviously, but like they're willing to do like the arrangement Tennessee, where you do at Fayetteville, at Memphis, and in Little Rock. Like they're willing to do that. They're willing to get creative to get it on the schedule. And it seems like Musselman is open to it, but at the same time, they're in the position of power here, and that they Memphis needs it more than they do.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
So,
and that's going to be true pretty much for everybody.
I think they got, you'd like to get one more good home game on the schedule. They're going to St. Louis next year.
Right.
Like that was a home and home, that series with St. Louis. I don't know what else exactly. They're going to Orlando
for
that event.
Thing.
But
Ole Miss here, Texas A&M here.
Ole Miss, Texas A&M here.
Hoping to get Louisville.
Going to Louisville, and maybe you can get Arkansas.
It'd be nice to get one more.
It'd be nice to get one more
marquee home game.
Yeah. So,
all right
man, we know you got an exclusive one-on-one with Malcolm Dandridge. So get to that. Thanks, brother.
All right, no
appreciate
problem,
you,
guys.
He is Mark Giannotto. Join us every single Wednesday here on the show. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come in the rundown. NBA Finals Game 3. Warriors, of course, 3.5-point underdogs. Celtics looking to take a 2-1 lead in this series. We'll get into that and more. Jason and John, 97.5 ESPN.
The old adage is true. You get what you pay for. And when it comes to your air conditioning system, quality products are important, but even more important is the quality of the installation. At Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning, we provide a customized system installed by a team of professionals. Let us design the perfect home comfort system for your budget and lifestyle. Ask about 48 months interest-free financing when you call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
So, you're thinking of selling your home? One of your buddies sells real estate and is a great golfer.
And then you've heard about me, Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, being the worst golfer in town. Well, it is correct. I am the worst golfer in town, but one of the best realtors when it comes to marketing homes and having so many satisfied clients. I spend more time selling homes and making my clients more money with my highly successful strategic marketing program than I do practicing or playing golf. And my golf partners can attest to that. That's why they call me Mr. Three-Putt, or Sheldon's lost his ball again. So if you want the best golfer, don't call me. But if you want the worst golfer who devotes more of his time showing you why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. Call me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. ServiceMaster by Cornerstone.
Are you ready to get back out? Ready to live life again? It's time, and the Shock Nurse can give you a boost. Our Lipo B12 formula can help you keep up with the crowd, increase your energy, improve your mood, sleep better, and even reduce allergies. No appointment necessary and no waiting. Drop in one of our three convenient locations. We'll get you in and out in about 5 minutes. The Lipo B12 shot at the Shock Nurse. Boost yourself back into enjoying life at the fullest.
Solutions you need with the personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. 5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yesterday, like I told y'all, had a problem underneath the sink. He came by, said, nah, no problem. Don't even worry about making a claim on this when it ain't a big enough job. But if it was a big enough job to make a claim, he would have been able to handle that. That's the beautiful thing about working with Chris McCulley, is that he knows what's worth your time and what's not. And he can pretty much fix it all when it comes to renovations around the house, projects around the house. Also, roof damage, storm damage. You don't notice it. You can't see it most times. If you think you might have some storm damage to your roof, suspect even the slightest bit, reach out. He'll come out, assess the damage, get with your insurance company. When he comes out, let him know you heard him on the Jason John Show. He's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
Yep, supposed to get more rain through today and then on through Friday, I believe. So if you are having a little drip drop, yeah, you need to call Chris McCauley. You need to call this number, 487-7096. And like John said, it's not just your roof and the stress that he can take out of the deal if you need to get a new one. It's renovation questions. You want to build out that patio, that upstairs, that entertainment center. You want to make this call first, 487-7096. Put Chris McCauley and his team on the job. I promise you, you'll be happy. Voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most. Got a ton of five-star reviews. Plenty of happy people on Facebook. You can check them out for yourself over at McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Man, we were just talking about this off the air, but the Deshaun Watson story continues to honestly get worse as the details continue to emerge. And quite honestly, my question is, look, Deshaun Watson is clearly going to be held liable by perhaps civil courts and no question about it, the NFL. The question to me is, what level of liability and accountability will the Houston Texans have in this? Because they were providing hotel rooms, right? I mean, they were sort of, you know, whether they knew exactly the extent of it or not, I think that's up for interpretation.
Well, in their head of security with the NDAs as well. There's hotel rooms and non-disclosure agreements that they were helping hand out.
Aiding and abetting sort of their franchise quarterback's deviancy, bro. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you read some of these. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm perfect, man. But I ain't never asked somebody to sign no NDA, all right? I mean, I can tell you that here, right now. And I don't think you have either. Maybe back in your CA days, you might have asked somebody to do that.
Well, again, I will say this. I mean, I keep waiting for criminal charges that have not been filed.
Correct. Doesn't seem like they will be, right? But
and if there were criminal charges, even if an NDA has been signed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But what you said it. I mean, deviancy, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever your word
like,
is.
Like, dude needs to talk to somebody, man.
Like, what did we find out is the number? It's unbelievable.
Bro, he was like
66.
He was hitting up like random people.
Like the New York.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.